I saw this book on TV.
You saw this on TV?
Huh?
On Reading Rainbow? Here, why don't you come sit on my lap and we can read it, okay?
Oh, I saw this book.
Called a very cozy fireplace. And turn that page. In the light of the moon, a little egg lay on a leaf. See the egg? There's the moon. And here's the big leaf. And this one. One Sunday morning, the warm sun came up and pop! Out of the egg came a tiny and very hungry caterpillar. See the caterpillar? He started to look for some food.
There's our food.
That's right. Let's read what it says on this picture. On Monday, he ate the one apple, but he was still hungry. On Tuesday, he ate through two pears, but he was still hungry. Can you tell that one? On Wednesday, he ate through three plums, but he was still hungry. On Thursday, he ate the four strawberries, but he was still hungry. On Friday, he ate the five oranges, but he was still hungry. You see the hole he's making on all this food, eating it? On Saturday, he ate the one piece of chocolate cake, one ice cream cone, one pickle, one slice of Swiss cheese, one slice of salami, one lollipop, one piece of cherry pie, one sausage, one cupcake, and one slice of watermelon. That lady had a stomach ache. The next day was Sunday again. The caterpillar ate through one nice green leaf, and after that he felt much better. Now he wasn't hungry anymore, and he wasn't a little caterpillar anymore. He was a big, fat caterpillar. See how big a fat he got from eating all that food? He built a small house called a cocoon around himself. He stayed inside for more than 2 weeks, and then he nibbled a hole in the cocoon and pushed his way out. It was a beautiful butterfly. Look at that. That's right, he turned into a big, beautiful butterfly. I think that's the last page. He ate all that food, and then he went to sleep for a couple of weeks in his cocoon.
All right, my hand is
stuck. Is there stuff in there? Yeah. Do you want to get this?
Yeah.
Do you want to go get one of your books and bring it out here?
Uh-huh.
Things are. Pick a good one. This is Mommy's favorite book.
Where the Wild Things Are by Morris Sindbeck. The night Max wore his wolf suit and made mischief of one kind and another.
What's he doing with that dog? Trying to take him.
With a fork. His mother called him Wild Thing, and Max said, "I'll eat you up," so he was sent to bed without eating anything. That very night, in Max's room, a forest grew. And grew. And grew until the ceiling hung with vines and the walls became the world all around. And an ocean tumbled by with a private boat for Max, and he sailed off through night and day. And in and out of weeks and almost over a year to where the wild things are. And when he came to the place where the wild things are, they roared their terrible roars and gnashed their terrible teeth and rolled their terrible eyes and showed their terrible claws. Until Max said, "Be still," and tamed them with a magic trick, a staring into all their yellow eyes without blinking once, and they were frightened and called him the most wild thing of all. And made him king of all the wild things. And now, cried Max, let the wild rumpus start. They're singing and dancing. The moon up there. They're singing from the trees. He's going up.
And he's got on his back.
Yeah, he's sitting on his back. Mm-hmm. Now stop, Max said, and sent the wild things off to bed without their supper. And Max, the king of all the wild things, was lonely and wanted to be where someone loved him best of all. Then all around him, far away across the world, he smelled for things to eat, so he gave up being king of where the wild things are. But the wild things cried, oh, please don't go, we'll eat you up, we love you so. And Max said no. The wild things roared their terrible roars and gnashed their terrible teeth and rolled their terrible eyes and showed their terrible claws. But Max stepped into his private boat and waved goodbye and sailed back over a year and in and out of weeks and through a day and into the night of his very own room where he found his supper waiting for him. And it was still